So if you have some good winter clothes and you have a positive spirit, there are no shortage of things to do during a Wisconsin winter. That's for sure. Larry Mueller here. Today on the show, we're talking about winter festivals and activities around the state that you can take part in. And great to have with us Ann Sayers, here to cure your cabin fever. She's secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She began that role in 2021 after serving as acting secretary since December 2020 and deputy secretary since 2019. And she'll tell us about some small towns with a lot to offer, plus some ideas for people who are maybe single and looking to travel this season. Here I am. What are your favorite things to do in the winter time? And I'm interested to hear what she's got to say about that with the single people. Is there a festival you attend every year? Is there something going on in your community during winter that you want to tell us about? I hope you'll join in. You can reach us at 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Ann Sayers, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Hi, Larry. I am so excited to be here and talk about some winter ideas and adventures. I have lots of ideas for us today.
That's good. What's your favorite thing to do in winter?
That's a great question. I like the outdoor part for sure. I was just ice skating last week. But I also like the indoor, the cozy indoor part too, the events and festivals, all the opportunities to get together with friends and family. And take it all in. So I have a lot of favorites, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't had the skates on yet, but and the cross country skis are awaiting for me. They're still in the garage, so I'm going to have to get them out and get going, I guess. Well, Travel Wisconsin, I think the most viewed web page is your snow report page. So what do people find if they look on your snow report page?
Yes, the Wisconsin Snow Report is the go-to resource that's going to help you discover the magic of this season. What you'll find is it's an interactive map, and it details the snow conditions at ski and snowboard hills, snowmobile trails, and cross-country skiing networks across the entire state. So it's going to make your planning for winter getaways easy and convenient. You're going to learn whether trails are open, whether they're groomed for snowmobiling, if a ski hill is offering lessons, night skiing. You can learn where to go fat tire biking or snowshoeing, and a lot more. And when you click on a destination on the report, you're also going to discover nearby lodging options, places to eat, other things to do to kind of round out your trip and build an itinerary that works for you and in your entire travel party. And what's so neat about this report, and it makes it really unique among all of the state departments of tourism, is that this is possible thanks to the dedicated network of volunteer reporters. So we, throughout the season, we have over 100 different reporters that provide local firsthand information on the snow conditions at trails and hills. Folks who are really educated, like the guest you just had on, who just really knows their local area, they're the ones reporting in and explaining what the situation is like. So they come from snowmobile clubs, ski hills, state and county parks and offices, visitor bureaus, chambers of commerce, and they do a great job for us. And you can find this entire resource at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You know, I love your whole page, the whole tourism page. You look on that first page and you've got photos of different areas and different kinds of things to do. And all you do is click on the picture you want and it sends you right to what the heck's going on. I love that.
I'm so happy to hear that. That was exactly the idea. It was just a landing page. It's travelwisconsin.com where you can be inspired and just sort of maybe take, you know, follow where your curiosity takes you and slowly build out an itinerary that's going to work for you, whether you have just a day to spend or a whole weekend or maybe even a whole week, or you have out of town guests coming and you're trying to plan a vacation that they won't soon forget. Hopefully you're going to find that inspiration you need, plus the details you need for the planning, all right there on the website.
Yeah, it's a great, great service and really easy to use, which pretty much anybody can use it. Well, you've got quite a list of events to share with us. Let's start with first day hikes on New Year's Day. What and where are these hikes taking place?
Yes. So you can start your new year off with a touch of fresh air and nature. This happens with these first day hikes. The Department of Natural Resources annually invites the public to enjoy our tremendous state parks, our forests, and our recreation areas on January 1. And the goal is to kick off your year a little rejuvenated and connected with nature. So different state parks and state park friend groups host these different events. A couple examples, Devil's Lake State Park outside of Baraboo, they're organizing a 2-mile twilight hike in snowshoe through the Steinke Basin. That sounds really fun. And at Buckhorn State Park, that's near Nisida, the family-friendly hike will be followed by hot drinks and cookies. So all of them have a little flair like that, and it's worth just checking out which one might be most convenient for you on January 1st.
Yeah, that's great. Let's see, do you need a new state park sticker for the first day of the year? I'll tell you right now, I hope not too many of my friends are listening who I did this for, but I bought quite a few state park stickers as Christmas gifts this year. And so anyway, I'm wondering if they need that.
I love to hear that. I do that as well. So hopefully they're not listening either. And it's a really good gift for the last minute. If you still need something, easy to buy online. I assume you do, but you would have to double check with Department of Tourism or Department of Natural Resources, but I'm sure you do need a new sticker for January 1st.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Well, so you need that and get out on your hike. And we've also got, and this is something we talk about on the show, we usually have a special show on this, which is Eagle Watching Days. And maybe give us a little heads up as to what to expect in January.
Yeah, this is so cool and just so uniquely Wisconsin. This is coming up January 14th and 15th in Prairie du Sac, where you can see eagles soar over the Wisconsin River as part of the Bald Eagle Watching Days. It's a long-running event. It celebrates the active community of bald eagles that live along the Wisconsin Riverway there. And you can head to now a newly renovated overlook that's on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see the eagles. If you have them handy, definitely bring your binoculars so you can get a closer look. And while you're there, there's going to be presentations by the Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. They're a local organization that helps stage the event, and they work to protect the Sauk Prairie area bald eagles. This, if you haven't done this, this is a really good bucket list item. That's January 14th to the 15th.
Yeah, and I think January 11th we'll be talking in more detail about that on this program. And there's usually they often have an eagle program where an eagle is released. One that was injured somewhere along the line, and the person talks about the eagle, and you get to see that eagle released for the first time after being captured. So it really is a cool event. Let's take one more here. I spent a fair amount of time in Lake Superior. It's a long drive for me. It's 300 miles or so, but I love getting up there. And I have never been to the Lake Superior Ice Festival in Superior. And that happens, what is it, end of January, somewhere in there? What can visitors expect at the Lake Superior Ice Festival?
Yeah, well, if it is a drive for you, it is worth it. So yeah. Wisconsin's Wisconsin's home to 800 miles of Great Lakes shoreline. And for a January weekend, it's January 27th and 28th, the city of Superior transforms itself into a small stretch of shoreline that is just a festival of fun. The Lake Superior Ice Festival, it draws residents and visitors to share in the city's passion for all things winter. It's held on Barker's Island in Lake Superior. And the festivities are held actually both on the island and the frozen lake surface, which is so Wisconsin, right? And the weekend is full of activities. There's ice carving, there's hot air balloon rides, there's disc golf, cube competitions, ATV races, so much more. And there's plenty of activities to keep the kids busy. So the Lake Superior Ice Festival is a good one for like a family trip.
Hot air balloons. Boy, that would be in the winter.
Yep. And that's You're not the only ones who do it either. I just love us. I just love how we roll.
I've never done a hot air balloon. Have you ever done one?
You know, last year I went to Hudson's Hot Air Affair, and that's a whole celebration of ballooning in the winter months. And the day I went, the weather wasn't quite right to go up, so I just got to stand in the basket and, feel the heat of the fire, but I didn't actually get to go up yet. It's on my to-do list.
Well, that should be on everybody's life bucket to get a chance to do that. I have not done it either, and I am going to do it. You know, we have a lot of things that we can talk about with our guest today, Ann Sayers. Ann is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We've covered a few events, but love to hear from you as well. If you've got an event going on in your community coming up in the next month or two, we'd love to hear about it. Lots to do here in Wisconsin. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. We are going to take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network, and then we'll be back with Ann Sayers. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, if you're looking for a lot of things to do this winter, or maybe just one cool thing or warm thing, you've come to the right place. Larry Mueller here. You're listening to the Ideas Network, and of course, we're talking about winter activities and festivals going on around Wisconsin with our guest, Ann Sayers, Ann's Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's got a lot of enthusiasm for the state, and she loves talking about what's going on, and I hope you'll join in. Is there something, some event in your area or festival in your area that you'd like to promote? Or maybe you have a question about where to go or what to do. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Well, we talked about Lake Superior. Let's go to Door County and talk about Green Bay and Lake Michigan a bit. And Fish Creek, I've spent many a summer day in and around Fish Creek. And it hosts a winter fest. And here's another one I haven't been to. What happens at Winterfest in Fish Creek and Door County?
Yes. So the Fish Creek Winterfest is taking place on February 3rd to the 5th this season. You gather on the shore of Lake Michigan's Green Bay. It's a weekend of live music. There's games, food, all kinds of fun. And you don't even have to worry about the weather because the festival is actually held in a heated tent. I know, that's a nice perk. And then there's spectacular fireworks display. And, you know, we don't get a lot of that in the winter months in Wisconsin. No. So this is a really fun one.
And it's I'm sure there's lodging available. I mean, you know, sometimes the lodging is a little less in the wintertime in Door County, but there's got to be lodging available for that.
Yes, there absolutely is. And I just don't know anybody who's ever been to Fish Creek and didn't just fall in love with it. So you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun place. Danny in Lone Rock has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Danny.
Hey, happy solstice, everyone. It's and that's what I'm calling about. I know of a couple. I'm here, southwest Wisconsin, and there's usually a celebration at Frank's Hill. And I know Madison used to have a big one out by Olbrich there. I don't know if you know of any other solstice-related events around the state. We have one at home, great big fire. So,
yeah, I've been to the Olbrich one. There's some drum beating and there's some fire and there's a lot of people. And you're right nearby a lot of restaurants, too, that you can go and have something to eat afterwards. Anne, are you familiar with any?
You know, you named the one I know of, which is Frank's Hill, and I don't have the details on what they're doing this year. But you know what I just did, which is what I encourage everyone to do, is I went to travelwisconsin.com and I plugged in solstice into the search bar, and I'm seeing lots of ideas come up right away. So I don't have a bunch of details for you off the top of my head, but I'm looking here and there are a lot of ideas worth checking out for sure. And happy solstice to you, Danny.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Thank you for calling. Donna in Kenosha County, let's go to you. Hi, Donna.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
I'm calling to see if you're going to be bringing out the special events guide, which stopped with COVID, but it's a very valuable tool for getting around Wisconsin.
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you, Donna. We actually have transitioned to a kind of a refreshed approach to the events guide, and it's a seasonal magazine now. So we have the winter seasonal magazine. It is out now, and it features a lot of different events around the state, as well as some in-depth articles that kind of inspire additional ideas and itineraries that you might want to put together for the year. So you can order that guide on our website at travelwisconsin.com if you'd like a copy of it. And I'm so glad that you've found value in those event guides over the years because, thanks to our partners, we hear of so many. I mean, we have thousands of events across the year. So keeping it all organized and in one place and convenient for you as the traveler, we're really grateful to everyone that helps make that possible.
Is that guide free or is a little charge with it? Or
nope, it's free. It is free.
So just go online then and order it online?
That's right. travelwisconsin.com, and then there's an area where you can order publications, and we have a couple different ones you can choose from.
Donna, there you go. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org if you have a question or maybe you have an event you want to promote. You know, a really cool little city is Cedarburg. And I've had a couple of very fun times at restaurants there and just kind of walking around the town. And it has a winter festival that you wanted to highlight. Why did you choose to highlight their Winterfest?
Well, you know, folks know Cedarburg, like you're saying, too. They're very popular with festivals. They have the Strawberry Festival in June. They have the Wine and Harvest Festival in September. But I love that festive spirit, it just doesn't change for them in the wintertime. And that's why they have the Cedarburg Winter Festival. It's coming up. It's February 18th and 19th. And this year, their theme is Wild West. So you can expect to find decorations and activities to match that theme. That should be pretty fun. And one of the most popular parts of the festival is the costumed bed races on ice. So stick with me here. Teams of up to 5 will cleverly decorate beds, and they race them across the pond toboggan style. So, I mean, whether you are on a bed competing or whether you are just watching and being entertained, I mean, this is going to be a great time for the whole family. They have other activities, too. They have an ice carving contest, barrel races. They have a family-friendly Battle of the Bands that goes down on Saturday. So this is definitely one to look into.
So it's the 18th and 19th of February. I wonder, did they put skis on the beds?
I don't know how this works. I don't know the physics of it, but I would like to go and examine it up close, get to know it a little better.
Well, another kind of sliding along the ice is it takes place in Iron River. It's the home of the Northern Pines Sled Dog Race. All right, it's a race. Do they run around in a circle in a track where you can watch them? Or how do you watch? What happens and how do you watch?
Yeah, they make this one really spectator friendly, and I love that they do, and I'm glad you brought it up because it's just so uniquely Wisconsin. The Northern Pines Sled Dog Race, this happens on February 18th. So it's going to merge, you know, our love for sports here in Wisconsin with our tradition of embracing winter and all that comes with it. Spectators are going to find several different viewing spots along the route, so you can watch the teams of sled dogs just whiz by. The race starts and finishes at the Northern Pines Golf Course and Event Center in Iron River. You're going to find a way to see it and really experience it. And, I mean, that's a story you can tell forever.
Is there golf connected with that one, too?
I don't believe in the winter.
Not in that one.
Summer golf course.
It's a great summer golf course. But one of the festivals that you were talking about, I thought, featured some golf on the lake, but I can't remember which one now. There's so many. Well,
I
actually,
you might be thinking of perhaps, let me see, the Third Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. They have a golf simulator inside that they really promote during the summer and the winter, so you can kind of keep your golf chops where they need to be, but not have to, you know, brave the elements.
Well, we've got the American Birkebeiner, probably. That is a big winter event, draws a lot of people. Why would you want to go? If you're not going to participate, why would you want to go?
It is just so cool. So we are so lucky. It's North America's largest cross-country ski marathon, and it happens right here in the Cable and the Hayward areas. It's a massive draw. I mean, there's just so many people. There's so much energy. It's the spectators, but it's also the skiers. And they come from across the country and across the globe. And there's a lot of just, you know, pride for their countries. And the flags are waving and everybody's got a bell. And just so much camaraderie and energy. I love this event. I'm going to try to never miss it. This year, they're celebrating their 49th annual. It's February 22nd to the 26th. And the other thing is, it's not just the Birkebeiner race, which is kind of the main event, of course, but there's also competition for kids, and that's very fun to see them all bundled up and learning to ski and getting introduced to this amazing sport. You see ski joring, that's what happens with the dogs. That's one of my favorite events that goes right down Main Street in Hayward. There's adaptive athletes, and of course, there's also the iconic, you know, the race itself. It's just electrifying energy, and you're gonna love it.
And speaking of, you mentioned Hayward, and speaking of Hayward, it's one of the small towns, you know, there's a couple of small towns you maybe wanted to highlight a little bit, and Hayward was one of them. Talk about Hayward. I've spent a lot of time in Hayward.
Yeah, this is one that's, another one's really popular in the summer, but it's so much fun in the winter too. So I encourage folks to check it out in both seasons. The Main Street is lined with restaurants, there's clothing stores, gift shops, and more. And in the winter, that, you know, fallen snow, it just really showcases the charm of this Northwoods destination. It's right there on the Berkey Trail, so you can purchase a trail pass and you can cross-country ski on the trails, 100-plus-kilometer trail, and you can kind of discover for yourself why this is such a popular place for outdoor winter enthusiasts.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you can stop in at the Moccasin Bar in Hayward.
Yes.
and take a look at the mounts, the about a 60-pound muskie mount, and a lot of other fish mounted and some other wildlife mounted as well. And while you're there, you can have a hot toddy.
That is
have
a great
you ever
pick,
been to the Moccasin like, Bar?
Oh, yeah. There's a reason there's a reputation. It is so fun. You're not going to forget it.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. Hudson, Wisconsin was another one. And I think we might have mentioned Hudson, or maybe we did in the earlier segment. But what about Hudson? What's good about Hudson?
I am Hudson's biggest fan. This is just a charming river town. They have that beautiful, picturesque downtown. It's really kind of no surprise last year, 2021, they actually had a holiday movie set in downtown Hudson because it's just that cute. It's, you know, lined with old brick buildings. The storefronts look even prettier when they have that fresh fallen snow on them. And inside the buildings, shop owners are selling, you know, locally produced chocolates and baked goods. They have trendy clothing and home goods, lots of fun gifts to take home. It's also the home of the Phipps Center for the Arts, and this is a beautiful performing arts center. You can catch a theatrical performance. They have curated art galleries there. You can even take an arts class. And then another fun thing is, you know, right there in that same area through the end of January, the city has these twinkling lights displayed along the river's edge. So you can just bundle up and stroll along the lakefront park after exploring the downtown.
Yeah, Hudson is a great, great little town to visit. Well, let's say I don't want to walk along the glittering lights outside. I want to spend a little time inside. And you have a couple of options for people who prefer to stay indoor. One of them was the Eau Claire Children's Museum.
I'm really excited about this. We saw this coming together here in the last few months, but they are just about to open their doors. The Eau Claire Children's Museum is planning to open a new state-of-the-art museum. This project is adding an additional 6,000 square feet for exhibits and programming. And right when you walk in, it's going to feel like you're in a forest because the new design incorporates these whole trees. So they act as the columns, and that's something that's really good for the environment. And of course, it's going to wow the kids. And they expect it's going to open soon, probably early January. So it's something to add to your itinerary if you're taking a trip to or through Eau Claire.
And I guess if it's a children's museum, I got to believe there are interactive kinds of things for the kids.
That's right. I don't know if I'm a kid at heart or what, but I like children's museums quite a bit.
I do, too. There's one in St. Louis that is
right.
Enormous is so interactive. And I imagine that's going to be the case at Eau Claire as well. There's going to be lots of activities for the kids. The Third Street Market Hall in Milwaukee is another place that you were, and I don't know anything about it, so tell me about it.
Yeah, this is a really great way to support small businesses, and you're going to have a great time as a family. It's a collection of food and drink vendors. It's right downtown. You're going to discover an array of culinary options. It's a very vibrant, colorful space. Some of the food vendors include Hot Dish Pantry. They specialize in Midwestern comfort food like pierogies and hot dish. Another one is Campali. They prepare made-to-order tortas and tacos, so they have a tremendous El Pastor taco. And you're going to love Dairyland. This is a restaurant that serves up old-fashioned hamburgers, fries, and some very special cheese curds. They also have frozen custard, and it kind of speaks to your inner child. They have really creative ingredients like Pop Rocks in the custard. So it's worth checking out.
In the custard?
Right. Why not, right? But they also have a lot of on-site activities, too, when you're, you know, had your fill of food and drinks. So you can play indoor beanbag boards, shuffleboard. I talked about the golf simulator. And they have a selfie museum. This has been very popular. So this is an immersive experience, colorfully decorated sets and backdrops. And that way you can take these memory-worthy photos, post them all over your social. Kids are going to love it.
There you go. So that's the Third Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. And also down that way, there's a recently opened exhibit about a children's book at the Harley Davidson Museum.
Yeah, this is so exciting. This exhibit is great for families. It's called My Pappy Has a Motorcycle, and it highlights the children's book of the same name. So the book was written by award-winning author Isabel Quintero and illustrated by Zeke Pena. And the story shares the bond between daughter and father as they cruise through their vibrant immigrant community on a motorcycle. And this is the first time ever that Harley Davidson's museum has done a bilingual exhibit. And it's just going to explore where riding two up on a motorcycle with a loved one can take you. I'm really excited about this.
So they've they've certainly embraced the book. Harley Davidson books have.
Yes.
And have turned this they have a museum, but they've taken a piece of the museum and turned it into an exhibit.
Yeah, and I think it's a way for maybe folks who haven't been before to bring them in. And I got to say, even if you are not a motorcycle person yourself, the museum is going to capture your interest for sure. Just the role that the Harley-Davidson has played in American history. It's so well presented at the museum. It's a great experience. It's a great way to spend an afternoon. And now you have this additional incentive of seeing this book come to life as well.
Well, let's turn to singles. I mentioned singles at the start of our segment. And you've gathered some ideas for single people to do in the winter. And first, a couple of craft cocktail bars in Beloit and Milwaukee. Let's take Beloit first.
Yeah, okay. So in Beloit, there is a home away from home at Five Bar. So the owners designed this establishment to feel like a living room. It's decked out in 1960s era furnishings. It's kind of got that dive bar chic feel to it. The cocktail creations are just as creative as the decorations. They have curated drinks, handcrafted with house-made syrups, locally grown herbs and produce, fresh squeezed citrus. And Five Bar's name actually pays homage to the five senses and the five perceptions of taste, which the lounge kind of crafts beverages to activate those five senses.
Boy, that really sounds cool. It really sounds, and it fits my age range too.
You gotta go.
Yeah, definitely gotta go there. Well, what about Milwaukee? You had one in Milwaukee as well.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about Bryant's in Milwaukee. Now, this bar was established in 1983. It's the oldest cocktail lounge in the entire city of Milwaukee. The bartenders can prepare more than 400 top-notch drinks, but there's no menu. So if you're feeling intimidated, you just kind of ask them for a suggestion. And there's custom booths, there's stylish wallpaper, dim lighting, and all kind of complements the mid-century cocktails that are being served.
I love it. I was a bartender back in the day, in my very young days.
When I was in school
at the University of Wisconsin, I did a little of that, and I got pretty good at making cocktails. Barry in Richland Center has something. Let's go there. Hi, Barry.
Good afternoon. I just want to call in. Commend your guests for an amazing amount of knowledge and enthusiasm. You have been an amazing guest.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, Barry.
I would agree. I would agree with that for sure. Barry, thanks a lot for that. Well, you've got a job like mine, kind of, in a way. You've got a job that kind of, your goal is to make people happy and show them how to do it. I've kind of got a job like that too. And it makes it fun going to work, doesn't it?
I feel so lucky. I just, of course, love Wisconsin. And I love that my job is getting Wisconsinites and travelers from outside the state to be excited about our state, because there's a lot to be excited about. And Barry, you made my day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barry. And the Kohler Water Spas, if you want a spa, and Sundara in Wisconsin Dells, both of those. Have you been to those?
I have. I am on the train with other travelers that are interested in wellness experiences. You know, you want your getaway to be relaxing, so you come back refreshed. And the Kohler Water Spa, there's both the one in Kohler and the one in Green Bay. They're just perfect for unwinding and relaxing. You know, they're known, of course, for their plumbing fixtures, but they took that to a whole new level by diving into the use of water in their treatments. So you're going to find hot stone massages, seaweed wraps, hydrotherapy. And if you visit the spa at Kohler, consider staying at the American Club Resort Hotel, our only five-star hotel.
Yeah, I love that hotel. And I loved having you on the show. How do we, again, for all of this information, where do they go online?
Yes, travelwisconsin.com. You could spend the whole day on there building out itineraries for the whole year. So have fun, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks, Ann. Ann Sayers, she is a lot of fun. Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Really fun talking with her. Tomorrow we'll take a look at holiday music. It's our annual tour. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, stay with us. Lots in store. I'm Larry Mueller.